Today, tonight, Ash Wednesday is the first day of Lent. Lent is a season of remembering as we begin our journey toward Easter. We repeat the same cycle of the church year every year with the aim that we should remember the story of our redemption. Ideally, we will grow in depth of understanding and in genuine belief as we rehearse our story year by year. Lent is a time to remember that story, an extended period of preparation for the coming of the Easter Triduum, the great 3 days that stand at the pinnacle of the Christian year. Now, last week was winter break for my children, and as it happened, I had a conference to attend in Washington, D.C., so my entire family made the journey east. Now, Washington, D.C. is a place for remembering. I think that is the difference between tourism and pilgrimage. Tourists go to see new things, things they've never seen before. But pilgrims go to see old things, things that they've known for a long time, whether or not they've actually laid eyes on them before. And so Christian pilgrims go to see places like Jerusalem and Capernaum and the Sea of Galilee or the Cathedral at Canterbury. These are the places that have already figured into our lives in important ways. Now, in Washington, D.C., my family went to go see some of the great monuments. They look like Greek temples. And these monuments contain giant statues of men remembered in the history of the United States, men whom we have known from our common heritage of patriotic stories, or perhaps from currently popular Broadway musicals. We gazed upon likenesses of Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson. And at my children's insistence, we went out of our way to find that statue of Alexander Hamilton. Now, curiously, while I was in D.C., I didn't see any statues of women, which leads me to believe that at that time in our nation's history, there must not have been any women in the United States. So while I was at my conference, my family visited the Holocaust Museum. And at the Holocaust Museum, my daughter Aviva bought a little pin with the Hebrew word zechor, remember. Remember. Remember the past. Don't forget it, lest we allow it to happen again. Don't let the evil of the past sink into your subconscious and trouble you. Instead, deal with it forthrightly and honestly. Hold it up, acknowledge it, and let it give you the determination and the inspiration to create a future that is different from the past. This same idea of remembering is why the church has given us Lent. As we journey towards Easter, Lent is a time to remember, a time to reflect and confess, a time to abstain and to fast. Lent is a time when we bury the alleluias, our shouts of joy and victory and confidence, and instead we spend some time in humility, with sorrow and quiet and tears. Lent is a time to remember things that we regret, things that we are embarrassed by, things that we are ashamed of, things that still have power over us, things that haunt us and tell us that we are less than we ought to be. Lent is a time to acknowledge those places where we remain stuck in our own sickness, self-concerned and hurting. These dark memories are a universal component of the human experience. Even the most righteous and self-controlled among us still lives in a world full of ambiguities and gray areas, least bad choices, situations without any possible just or satisfactory outcome. And so Lent is the time to pull out all those memories and to deal with them. Lent is a season of remembering. Lent is a season of confession, whether to a priest or to a friend or to a family member or maybe to your journal. In each of these cases, we are confessing before God. Lent is a time to acknowledge our sins and our regrets, because in getting them out into the open, we deny them their power. By breaking the silence, we place our hurts into their proper proportions, and we stop allowing them to dominate our lives like overgrown bullies. Guilt and the shame of sin do not drive God away from us, but sometimes they drive us away from God. And so in confession, we bring that guilt right up into God's presence, and we are forgiven. You may have noticed in the Book of Common Prayer, there are no alternative endings for the rite of reconciliation. God's answer is always forgiveness. We are able to confess because we know how the season of Lent ends. Easter comes, resurrection happens, new life begins. Therefore, Lent becomes a safe and finite container to hold our deepest hurts. And then Easter comes, year by year, to apply the salve of the gospel so that we might see our wounds gradually heal and shrink until all that's left is a scar, a memory carved into our person like a tattoo. And that tattoo remains as a trophy, a symbol of victory, evidence that we serve a living God, a forgiving God, a God with the power to heal even our deepest wounds. Today is Ash Wednesday. Ashes are a reminder of death. But death in the shape of a cross is victory. It is the everlasting life that was demonstrated to us by Jesus Christ. And so the cruciform ashes which we use in our Lenten rite today are a symbol of our common Lenten journey, our journey of confession, reflection, and trust in God's gracious forgiveness. Lent is an annual pilgrimage of remembering that we have been forgiven. Today is the first day of Lent. I wish you an easy fast and a holy Lent.